Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Day 8 of the government shutdown. We have the story.
Two dead after trucks collide in Sumner County. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Suspect identified in the murder investigation of a missing Wichita woman. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. A loan extension, bridge repair, and protective equipment for Wichita Police. All topics at Tuesday's City Council meeting. We'll dive into more details coming up.
Staffing shortages cause more flight delays as the government shutdown continues.
Among the airports reporting delays, Boston, Dallas, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Nashville, where the tower went dark for a period yesterday. Air traffic controllers union reps say the situation will likely only get worse. Despite these delays, the FAA says more than 90% of the flights in the United States took off on time. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Two people are dead after a pickup truck crashed head-on into a box truck yesterday morning on Highway 160 east of Wellington in Sumner County. The driver of the pickup crossed the center line and then collided with the box truck. Both vehicles caught fire, both drivers killed. No names have been released.
Wichita police have identified a man suspected in the death of a missing Wichita woman.
43-year-old Rachel Johnson was reported missing Saturday, September 27th. The next day, officers found her dead inside of a vehicle in the 1800 block of South Longford Circle. Inside of the home, 39-year-old Breton Walker was also found deceased in the basement from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Preliminary findings indicate that Johnson and the man had a prior domestic relationship. The investigation is ongoing, but police say there are no outstanding suspects. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council approving a loan extension for the owner of the Starlight Drive-In.
In 2018, the city loaned the owner, Blake Smith, $200,000 for new equipment. Mr. Smith has requested prior extensions due to the pandemic. The latest request was a result of financial hardship caused by summer storms. The council also approved an agreement and funding for bridge inspections, rehabilitation, and repair. That agreement will cost the city just over $234,000. The city's CIP also includes $1 million in ongoing projects now and another $1 million in 2026. Wichita Police will complete facility improvements for the city's main property and evidence building and will purchase new protective equipment for officers after approval by the council. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Negotiations continue for a third day between Israel and Hamas over a U.S.-backed peace proposal. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more from Tel Aviv.
On the first day, they spent 4 hours talking about the exchange of hostages and prisoners. Day two, they discussed the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, which could be a lot more sticky. 2 years ago, Hamas gunmen stormed the border from Gaza, killing families and hunting down young people attending an outdoor music festival. The attackers killed more than 1,200 Israelis and took 251 hostages. 48 hostages remain in Gaza. 20 are believed to be alive. Tens of thousands of Gazans have been killed in the aftermath by the Israeli military, which controls 80% of the Gaza Strip.
Qatar's prime minister and senior U.S. mediators are also expected to attend the talks today.
President Trump met with Israeli hostage families on the second anniversary of the October 7th terror attacks.
President Trump welcomed the family of Omer Neutrum, a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen killed in Hamas captivity whose body remains in Gaza.
These are sensitive times, as we all know, and we are hoping to get good news soon.
Omer's father, Ronan Neutrum, a Long Island resident, told reporters following his meeting with the president and administration officials the next 2 days will be pivotal.
We've been in this place before, this roller coaster of emotions, so we're trying to protect ourselves.
Israel and Hamas are negotiating with U.S. officials on a 20-point peace plan that would free remaining hostages in the war and begin rebuilding a post-war Gaza government. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher getting a start tonight in the Major League Baseball playoffs. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Important transportation meeting in Wichita today. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock and 55 degrees. Local, regional, and state officials are gathering in Wichita today for the Kansas Department of Transportation's annual local consult meeting. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
We gather and talk about and try to contend for local projects that we want to see get into the KDOT pipeline. So we'll have representatives from the city of Wichita, city of Mays, Goddard, all 20 cities in Sedgwick County will have representatives there, including county government. And then other counties will also be in the room. We're talking about some specific projects that we'd like to see KDOT prioritize. We're talking about Kellogg and Ridge Road, the flyover over there when you're trying to get over to the airport. That's pretty archaic. We've got to do some things there, and we're asking KDOT to help support it.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A pair of prison guards in Texas face charges after reportedly leaving an inmate to die locked in his burning jail cell.
The Amarillo Globe News reports Lieutenant William Romero and Sergeant Crystal West face criminally negligent homicide and manslaughter charges. The incident happening Sunday at a Texas Department of Criminal Justice facility, the inmate reportedly lit his mattress on fire inside his cell. Sources say that's when West called her on-duty supervisor, who was Romero. Romero allegedly told West to leave the foot tray opening closed, and the officers left. Sources say the inmate was trapped inside the smoky cell. Romero and West were booked later in the day and reportedly fired from their jobs. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The wheels of justice are turning slowly for two former school police officers facing charges over the slow response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
The trials for ex-Uvalde Schools Police Chief Pete Arredondo and Officer Adrian Gonzalez, who've pleaded not guilty, will be delayed. Jury selection was to start on October 20th, and the trial for Gonzalez will be moved to Corpus Christi, about 200 miles away. They both face numerous counts of child endangerment and abandonment, stemming from the massacre of 19 fourth-grade students and two teachers in May 2022. Law enforcement waited over an hour to storm the school and kill the gunman, despite more than 370 officers who responded. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A missing cat in Virginia found in a neighboring state.
Francine has been a beloved staple at a Lowe's store in Virginia ever since she wandered in 8 years ago as a stray. She often takes pictures with customers because her paws are apparently made for walking. The calico cat managed a hitch-a-ride on a truck from her Richmond Lowe's store to a sister facility in North Carolina. Some store employees feared a catastrophe, but a check of surveillance video spotted her darting into a truck. Francine apparently has 9 lives and survived the 85-mile journey. She was found and is now back at her original Lowe's store, giving her fans a perfect ending. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic in Wichita, the traffic volumes, well, getting lighter out there, and so things looking okay. We do have a little bit of heavy traffic right now if you're trying to exit from southbound I-235 onto K-42. Some construction in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Despite seeing more clouds than sunshine, today will be a little bit warmer than Tuesday. We'll call it a high of 70 with an east breeze at 5 to 15. More clouds tonight, overnight low 55. Could see a storm or two Thursday morning, then mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 80. Partly cloudy and lower 80s on Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And right now we have a partly cloudy sky, an east wind at 6 miles per hour, 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Wednesday, October 8th, 2025, and this is Steve and Ted show number 7030. It was on this date, the 8th of October, 154 years ago, in 1871, the three-day Great Chicago Fire touched off after Mrs. O'Leary's cow supposedly kicked over a kerosene lantern. 300 people were killed, 17,000 buildings destroyed, 99,000 people were left homeless. The Great Chicago Fire, 1871, Ted, I would imagine the most of the architecture in that city was made out of wood.
Yeah, all the great fear back in the day, is it?
If they hadn't built skyscrapers yet.
Everything was either stone or wood. So if something caught fire, plus in a big city where everything's close together, if something caught fire, everything caught fire.
Well, and did they have the underground water pipes to get the water to the fire? I don't think so. Probably had a bucket brigades going or something.
Yeah,
maybe they just got into a defensive mode and said, just try not to let it go any further.
Not a good situation.
The Chicago Fire. Okay. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and had a Maryland man who made a quick stop on his way home from the gym, scored a $31,000 prize from the Maryland Lottery's Racetracks virtual horse racing game. The Calvert County man told Maryland lottery officials he had just finished his workout at the gym when he decided to stop at a 7-Eleven, buy some lottery tickets, and he'd been using the same number set for years, said his prize money will go toward paying bills and taking a family vacation. So, Mr. Lucky there. I haven't talked about this morning. An interesting story concerning the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Mr. Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones has been fined $250,000 for giving New York Jets fans the finger at MetLife Stadium
Sunday.
Which
to him is being fined about $10.
Yeah, it's not less than a slap on the wrist. It wasn't shown on TV, but a fan caught it on video. Jerry is standing in his luxury box when he flips the bird, then quickly changes to his index finger. Now, Jerry claims it was an accident, says he was celebrating a touchdown, and he meant to give a thumbs up to Dallas fans and then point at them. But he flashed the wrong finger. Jerry Jones got a little confused about which finger says what, right? And the thumbs up is positive, but the middle one, no. I just thought about something that I don't.
Which, of course, if George Carlin were alive today, he'd do a routine on that.
Yeah.
Why is putting your thumb up okay, but two fingers away?
Not.
Why is that not okay?
Why? Or Andy Rooney? That bothers me. You know, it reminds me of that time. We've helped with the golf tournament, to MC the golf tournament.
The Starkey Golf Tournament.
The Starkey Golf Tournament. And several years ago, they had the tournament out east at one of the country clubs. I can't remember which one. But I was driving out there, and you remember this?
I do. Yeah.
And this.
I remember you telling me about it.
Yeah. Apparently, I was going too slow or something, and 70 miles an hour on the interstate. And there was a young blonde-headed woman behind me who was rather impatient with me, but. And as she went around me, she flashed me the old, she gave me the finger. And I thought, gosh, what a sweet young lady. I wanted to say, I bet your parents are very proud of you. Anyway, it is annoying, and you're out there driving around in traffic right now, and you're probably seeing some of it every day. Ted and I we hide out here on the radio station, so we don't have to be out there with you. But there you go. Jerry Jones says, it was just an accident. Come on.
Oh, Jerry.
$250,000.
Jets fans, though, that's what kind of surprises me with some of the decisions he's made recently. I would imagine it would have been Dallas fans, but who knows?
Popular guy. 8:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it is sports time again. Here's Ted Woodward.
Well, speaking of football, we'll talk football tonight on the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman radio show with the head coach. 7 o'clock tonight, so we're on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State is hosting TCU Saturday afternoon in Manhattan. Horned Frogs come in at 4-1. It's been a very rough first half of the season for K-State, as they've lost 4 out of 6 to begin the season. Tonight, Chris Klieman radio show with the head coach. 7 o'clock over on KFH. Major League Baseball. We have 4 playoff games in the big leagues today, so we got a lot of seasons on the line. A lot of teams have to win to keep going, including the New York Yankees. They had to win last night to stay alive, and they did. They were down 6-1, came back and beat the Blue Jays in Yankee Stadium. Keep that series alive. The Blue Jays are still up 2-1 in the best of 5. Game 4 is tonight, and the starting pitcher for the Blue Jays, who are kind of out of pitching right now, they're going to go with anybody or everybody out of the bullpen, and the starting pitcher, the opener, is Louis Varland, the former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher. He's already come out of the bullpen in all 3 games for the Blue Jays. Now he's the opener, the starter tonight for Toronto. Not expected to go more than an inning or two. We'll see what happens tonight as the Blue Jays and the Yankees go at it. Got to be the biggest start in his career for Louis Varland, the former Wind Surge pitcher, on the mound tonight for the Blue Jays. Women's golf, the Marilyn Smith Sunflower Invitational, wrapping up yesterday at Lawrence Country Club. And the KU women's golf team, an easy winner by 14 strokes over Missouri. So the Jayhawks win their Sunflower Invitational in Lawrence yesterday. JUCO volleyball, another win for the number one ranked team in the nation, Cowley College. It was not a sweep. They did win at home last night, beat Neosho County 3-1. Another win for the back-to-back undefeated national champions, Cowley. Now 22-0 on the season. They have won 66 of their 68 sets this season, dropping one last night. And in the big picture, that is now 103 consecutive wins for Cowley volleyball.
Gracious.
Through 2.5 seasons, and just keep piling them up.
Yeah.
So, Cowley volleyball ranked number 1. Keeps things going. Happy birthday today to former Wichita Wranglers hitter Jay Gaynor. He's 59 years old today. He was a big-time hitter the year that the Wranglers won the Texas League in 1992. Hit 23 home runs that season. Jay Gaynor, pretty good hitter. But he didn't get to play much in the bigs. He just played briefly in the major leagues with the Colorado Rockies for 1 season. Sure had a big year in 92 for the champion Wranglers. Jay Gaynor, former Wranglers outfielder. He is 59 years old today. And we have a pretty good women's soccer game tonight on the west side. You want to check it out. Friends University women hosting 8th-ranked Oklahoma Wesleyan, a team that has only given up 3 goals the entire season. But Friends is playing well. The Friends women have not lost in their last 6 games. They're undefeated at home this season, 5-2-3 overall. Women's soccer at 5 p.m. Friends hosting 8th-ranked Oklahoma Wesleyan. That's tonight. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich. Split, seared, and served on a split-top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Hey, that's perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. More thoughts on Hillary Clinton and the Russians. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 55 degrees. A man who was shot last week in the parking lot of a South Wichita Quick Trip has died. 23-year-old Knowledge McPherson died Wednesday at a Wichita hospital where he had undergone surgery following the September 30th shooting. A 16-year-old boy was arrested on charges of criminal discharge of a firearm at an occupied building, juvenile in possession of a firearm, and aggravated battery. Additional charges are pending.
The Wichita Ice Center downtown will remain without the use of one of its 2 ice rinks until at least the middle of next month.
An ammonia compressor failure on September 9th occurred as the facility was building ice on the Olympic rink. Contractors determined that the compressor could not be repaired without a major rebuild. However, due to the extent of the failure and limited parts available, a rebuild would take longer and cost more than a full replacement. Gary Jansen with the city says this isn't the first issue the facility has had with compressors.
So the top end of both compressors failed in July of 2023 and were repaired at that time. Now it's the bottom end of one of the compressors that has failed.
Further delays would mean more scheduling impacts and cancellation of events at the center. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A man from Rose Hill was in Butler County Court yesterday. He and his wife are charged in connection with the death of their adopted daughter, 6-year-old Kennedy Schroer. 53-year-old Joseph Schroer entered a plea during the status hearing prior to his scheduled jury trial.
Mr. Schroer, let me ask you, how do you formally plead to the charge in count one, aggravated endangerment of a child?
No contest.
And that was a plea to two counts of aggravated endangering a child and one count of Medicaid fraud. As part of that deal, two other counts were dismissed.
Local, regional, and state officials are gathering in Wichita today for the Kansas Department of Transportation's annual local consult meeting. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the aim is to prioritize highway projects.
The one thing that's actually coming down the pipeline with KDOT, and it's a mega project, is the old canal route. This is a 6-mile stretch. It's one of the largest bridges in the entire state of Kansas. In fact, I think it is the largest bridge in the entire state of Kansas. And this is something that the infrastructure is deteriorating.
And Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Stephen 10 in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi faced questions before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday. Fox's Kevin Cork reporting from the nation's capital.
Senator Josh Hawley wants answers about why, according to the FBI, he and several Republican lawmakers had their phone calls tracked during Jack Smith's probe of the Capitol riot. He's not alone in calling for a special counsel to take a closer look at potential political targeting that happened during the Biden administration. Meantime, much finger-pointing about the politicization at the DOJ. Democrats spending much of the 4-hour hearing focused on everything from the Epstein files to the indictment of James Comey and the legal fights involving the deployment of the National Guard.
Bondi also refused to answer questions about a bribery investigation into border czar Tom Homan.
Where you drive makes a big difference in how your commute goes.
Wallet Hub comparing the 100 largest cities across 30 key indicators of driver friendliness in the new national study and looked at average gas prices to annual hours in traffic congestion. At the top of the list, Corpus Christi, Texas. The city not only has the most well-maintained bridges in the country, it also ranks as the third cheapest in gasoline cost. Number two, Greensboro, North Carolina. Traffic not bad there. They rank second in fewest amount of time spent in congestion. Boise, Idaho, Scottsdale, Arizona, and Laredo, Texas rounding out the top five. The worst city to drive in, by the way, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Especially poor marks in commute times, road quality, and driver safety. John Saucier, Fox News.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council approves a loan extension for the owner of the Starlight Drive-In Theater.
Two
drivers killed as trucks collide head-on east of Wellington in Sumner County.
One.
Day 8 of the federal government shutdown. Still no sign of a deal. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic. The traffic volume is pretty thin out there, and so not really seeing any traffic that's all that heavy or that's really slowing things down out there. We've got a lot of traffic on the ramp, and this is getting on and off of Kellogg right around West Street and north and south of there along West Street. Just a little bit of remnants of heavy traffic. Otherwise, things looking pretty good. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 71 degrees and mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 57. Then for Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 79 degrees. Now partly cloudy. East wind at 6 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the weather is brought to you by the Monarch. It's Wednesday at the Monarch. That means $5 for selected whiskeys. They got a menu of over 50 different pours marked for just $5 today. At the Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in Delano. And the stock market is open and functioning right now, and the Dow is just trading just about even. It's down part of a percent. S&P's up 13 points. NASDAQ up over 109. And a bank is expanding in the Wichita market. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. It's the nation's largest bank, and it's announced plans for a third Wichita branch. Chase Bank, which is the consumer and commercial banking business of J.P. Morgan Chase, says it will remodel space in a multi-tenant building on Mays Road near 29th Street North, across the street from New Market Square. Chase opened its first Wichita branch at 21st and Rock in July of last year, then took over the old IHOP on Ridge Road later in 2024. There's also a Chase branch in Derby. The Mays Road building permit is for $727,000, with plans on opening by late 2026. On the local banking scene, Fidelity Bank has brought its Tulsa market president to Wichita to head up the bank's commercial banking sector. Charles Stewart has more than three decades of experience in Midwest and Southwest banking and will oversee Fidelity's commercial operations for Wichita, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, and Tulsa. Fidelity Bank is the area's third largest bank by market share, with more than $2 billion in local deposits. And Far Westsiders who shop at Target should prepare for some renovations to their store. A commercial plan review filed with the Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department shows the Super Target in New Market Square will undergo an $8.5 million remodel. No timetable has been set for the renovations, but the plans include an exterior update, building signage, updated fixtures and floor finishes, as well as new lighting and fitting rooms. The grocery section will see improvements as well. Target nationwide is in the midst of updating many of its 2,000 stores. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Business news brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Path to your success. Well, Kirk, today is Emergency Nurses Day. Nursing as a profession requires a great deal of compassion and expertise. Nurses working in hospital emergency wards have to deal with numerous difficulties of all types through their working hours. If you've ever gone into one of the bigger hospitals at like 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, you'll see what I'm talking about there. Emergency Nurses Day, part of a wider celebration of Emergency Nurses Week. And I have a granddaughter, Mary, who's started classes to become a nurse someday. Hope she stays with it. If not, we'll find something else for her to do. But it's a noble calling, being an emergency nurse. All right.
I had a gallbladder issue almost a year ago now, and 2 o'clock trip to the ER, and the nurses make the difference between a positive experience and a negative experience. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. The manner, the way they treat you, it has a lot to do with healing and getting you to relax in that situation. Almost impossible, but you're in pain. Ooh, and they're there to help you out. That's good. We salute them today. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Coming up, we got Glenn Beck, Hunter Biden's business dealings. We're going to be talking about that today on Glenn Beck. Top of the hour news, day 8 of the government shutdown. And if you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
You've got
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.